Hello, my name is Zach Smith, and today we'll be discussing whether or not free speech should be restricted. So, over the years, free speech has been getting heated, and many Americans would like something to change. And today, joining us will be Garrett, Bryce, and Skyler. Before we start, we'd like them to give a little bit of information about themselves. Bryce, would you go first?
I'd love to, Zach. Thank you. So, my viewpoint of free speech is that it should be limited in order to protect American citizens' safety, both physically and emotionally. I was born and raised in Ohio, and I'm going to be supporting that viewpoint today. Thank you for your time. We will now hear from Skyler.
Thank you, Bryce. My name is Skyler Bladen, and I was born and raised in New York City. I am supporting more of Bryce's side, but also giving some good viewpoints of the other side. I believe that although free speech is a way for people to express their opinions, there is a degree where it becomes out of control through hate speech, which does need to be controlled. Thank you.
I am Garrett Tyre. I grew up in Southern Utah, and I'll be representing the opinion of conservatism in this debate and how there shouldn't be any restrictions put on a free speech. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for the background, and I'd like to start this by asking, what is free speech? And I'd like Garrett to define this for us.
Free speech is an amendment that gives us the right to express our own opinions without any censorship or restraint or anyone trying to make us not be able to have our own opinion.
Thank you.
Okay, Bryce, how do you feel about free speech?
So I feel that free speech is the ability to express one's opinion, but however, when your opinion is inflicting on somebody else's right to safety, I feel that it should be restricted and limited. Thank you.
All right, so does free speech affect safety? I'd like to give this one to Garrett and Bryce.
I don't think it does, because it's your own thoughts. It's not harming someone else unless they take it too personally. Bryce, how would you like to add on this?
So I'm actually going to disagree with you that one, not Garrett. I would view that viewpoint, that free speech is, it can negatively affect people both emotionally and physically. Hate speech not be allowed. It's not necessary for us to voice our opinions in such a matter that it can inflict and degrade the lives of others. Thank you.
All right, now a question for me was, what makes you think having free speech is a good idea? So having free speech is a good idea because it's basically what's formed this country. And it's not like whether it's a good or a bad idea, but whether it would help us or not. All right, well, we'd like to hear from Skyler, and what makes you think free speech is a bad idea?
So I feel that free speech is more of a bad idea than a good idea, because if you don't put a limit on what people can say and what people do, there will come a point in time where they just build up, and soon you won't be able to control it, as so many people are part of that organization or part of that, backing up whatever was said. So I think that free speech should be controlled. Thank you.
All right. So Bryce and Skyler, how does free speech play a role in schools? We'll hear from Skyler first.
So there needs to be a place where kids can feel safe. They need to feel like they're at home. They're with brothers, their sisters, their families, and schools are what give them the opportunity to do that. It is because it is required by law to go to school. They need to feel as though it is safe to go to school. And here's Bryce. Thank you.
Thank you, Skyler. And I'm going to agree with that, because schooling really shouldn't be a place where students should go and feel degraded by somebody else's opinions. The opinions should not be inflicted upon them where it distracts them from learning, or they feel unsafe or offended. They need to have the right state of mind where they can focus on schooling, because that's the academic purpose of going in the first place. So I'd like to say that free speech should be limited entirely in schools, because they are initiated by organizations that can control what they do on their grounds and in their facilities. Thank you.
All right, so my next question is, how does free speech play a role in social media? I'd like to hear this from Bryce.
Yeah, so free speech plays a huge role in social media. So 200 years ago, when free speech was initiated by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, we didn't have the microphone that we do today. Back in the day, we could only talk to people just out of our mouths. But now when we talk, we can get it over social media. We can announce it to anyone in the world, across the world, instantaneously. So I think that social media is huge in the debate of free speech, because nowadays, free speech is a lot more spread out throughout the world. So I'd say that it needs to be limited in that aspect.
I would just like to add on to what Bryce said. As he said that social media has played a role as communicating through the whole world, when the Constitution was made, the way to get information across the world took weeks, even months to get there. But with social media, it's like a few seconds. You don't need to wait for someone to respond, and it's always there. So it's not just a role in this country, but also in the whole world. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Skylar. So I have another question for me, and that question is, how does free speech play a role in the workforce? Well, I think that it's important that every person in the workforce has an opportunity to speak out on what they feel they should get paid or how conditions should be. And without that, we wouldn't ever know and things wouldn't get solved. All right, so our next question is, what are some examples of free speech that need limits? Okay, and this question is for Bryce and Skylar. Skylar, would you go first?
I'd love to, Zach. So, free speech in itself is a good concept. However, when people are taking that speech and they are going across the line, for example, hate speech, it's when they're verbally attacking someone based on their beliefs and how they view something. And that's not okay.
Thank you, Skylar. And to add on to that, so examples of free speech inflicting on one's safety, both emotionally and physically, could be racial slurs. Racial slurs are, if free speech is a thing, racial slurs, you can say as many as you want, and they're offensive and degrading, and they do nothing but harm. But however, we still allow them. And I feel like this institution of allowing these words should be stopped immediately. Thank you.
So just to add on, the groups that can start with just a racist comment or anything that offends someone. Take, for example, the KKK. They didn't start off huge. It was the South, essentially, who were extremely angered that they had lost their slaves. And so it only had to start with one person. One person got mad about it and came up with an idea. And because he was not put down as he tried to come up with that idea, it continued to grow and grow until it expanded outside of those people who are actually angered about it. Thank you.
All right, well, our last question is, how has the viewpoint of free speech changed since our founding fathers? This question will be answered by Garrett and I. Garrett, would you go first?
Since our founding fathers created the amendment of free speech, it hasn't changed, but it has been attacked by the other side that has said that it harms others and is something that is against what their original attempt of helping our country become something big was. And I think that it really hasn't changed, but only the emotions of people and what they think might hurt them in future is the only thing that has changed.
All right, Garrett, thank you. And I would like to add on to that, and I don't think that it has changed either. So one example is that when we came to America, we had our own rules in mind. And it's kind of changed our country from all the other countries, and it's kind of separated us from others. All right, well, Garrett, would you like to say something?
I'd like to add one more thing to go along with that, that our country, that's what separates us, is that we have the freedom of speech and all their freedoms, but most importantly, the freedom of speech, that we are allowed to express our own one's opinion on what we think of us or what's going on or what can change and what affects our lives. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for all the listeners and everyone who has listened to this. Please remember all of these ideas brought into the podcast, and make sure that you leave your decision on where you stand for free speech. Thank you.